You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
More with Jim and John in just a bit from the WISS studios. It's Todd, the producer, and Lisa Hale, New Wisco News Bureau Chief.
And today on Valley Focus, we have Yava Engel, who is the Executive Director of the Oshkosh Area Humane Society and one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. Thank you for joining us today.
And I don't know you that well, Yava, but I feel the same way. Like when she's here, doesn't it just seem brighter?
The energy is just off the charts. It's really
We work so well together.
Well, if Lisa and I are looking for work, we'll come talk to you.
Yeah, exactly. So Yava, it is summer. And with it being summer, I know we just, you know, passed the 4th of July and everything, but one of the things that you and I were talking about that is something that people need to think about during the summer months are the fireworks and the noises that come in and how that affects their animals and, conversely, how it affects the Humane Society. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, absolutely. Summer is a really, or can be a stressful time for animals, not just dogs. It can be cats as well, and any small mammals, or even birds if you have them. It's just the noises from fireworks. It's fireworks season, right? So after 4th of July, the fireworks continue as well. Multiple festivals and noises and things that normally your animals at home wouldn't hear during wintertime or springtime. It really impacts the stress levels of the animals. And so what happens is that, you know, if you have a sound-sensitive dog, they may be hiding in the best case. In the worst case, they may try to run away. Obviously, the anxiety levels increase. And so there are multiple things that really can be done about that. And we talk about it oftentimes with the media as well. And we post it on our social media, how to make these times less stressful for animals.
And how do you go about doing that?
Well, there are a few different options. I think for animals that are extremely frightful, this is definitely something to discuss with a veterinarian, because there are medicines that can be given just for on specific occasions. If you know there's going to be a big show or firework display, you could be giving those to your animal as needed. There are also medications that can be taken a little bit more long term. Obviously, one of I can tell you a story. One of my own dogs, 100-pound, beautiful, beautiful pit bull, my Kingston, very, very sound sensitive. Summer is an extremely stressful time for him. Also, the hunting season is as well. And so he both is taking medication, but we always make sure that he's secure in the house. We do not let him outside off leash because we don't know if he's going to get startled and take off. But even with that, it's extremely stressful. So looking at some sort of remedies like maybe like a Thunder Buddy compression vest, that works on some animals. It doesn't work all that well on him, but that's why he's on medication. I mean, he's so sound sensitive that he's even afraid of the parrot that we recently adopted. So he hides most of the time upstairs and is not interested in hearing the parrot talking.
Oh, bless his heart.
I had a dog that was sound sensitive, and the Thunder Buddy or the Thunder Shirt or whatever actually helped a little bit. Took the edge off, I would say. I wouldn't say it got rid of it all, but it did help to a certain extent.
Oh, I've seen it work wonders, actually. Yeah. So it does help. Maybe soothing music is also really nice. Creating a safe space for the animal. So not forcing the animal to interact with you or be with you in the family room. Finding a safe spot, it could be even a closet or a bathroom, where they making it a cozy environment and kind of a soothing, quiet space always works as well. In terms of how it impacts the Humane Society.
I bet you guys are really busy.
Oh, yes, we are. We are. And oftentimes these are owned animals, owned dogs typically, that end up at the shelter. And what we notice is that oftentimes owners have not updated their microchips, addresses, contact information, or the animal's not microchipped, and they don't have tags on top of it.
So the most important thing would be get that microchip current and get tags on your pet.
Absolutely. And if the animals or if the dog is not microchipped, we offer these services at the Humane Society. If you go on our website, oahs.org, you can see all the upcoming events. We do low-cost vaccination clinics where you can also get your animal microchipped as well. And, of course, you can always come to the shelter to buy a tag for your animal. Very important.
Let me ask you this. If you're a resident of the city and you see a dog or a cat just kind of walking around, what's the best thing that you can do as a citizen? Maybe not a dog owner, but what can you do? What should you do?
I think there, again, a couple of different things you could be doing. If you're comfortable and if the dog seems friendly, we have residents that bring in stray animals as well. They just happen to catch them or they see them and the dog willingly hops in the car, bring them over to the Humane Society. Another option would be to call the Oshkosh Police Department, who can always call us. And it really depends on what hours, work hours those are. If it's during business hours, they'll just contact us. And during the night, we always have an on-call person.
Yep.
And Lisa says yes, because her husband's
my
one
husband's
of those.
Yeah. One right. of your on-call people.
Yes,
so
he's
I know that. And before we go, I do want to mention, the 4th of July is passed on, but there's lots of fireworks. It's not just fireworks, though. It's any loud noise that can set a pup or a cat off.
Thunderstorms. It could be a loud muffler going by. I mean,
motorcycles.
Military plane flying over your house, mm-hmm. which we're going to have with EAA. So it's something for Oshkoshians to keep in mind. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
What's the website again for the Oshkosh Area Humane Society?
It is oahs.org.
So this is the third time you've been with us. And if you remember, Lisa, there was a promise at some point that there would be a bird brought in.
And I sure don't see a bird sitting on her shoulder. Do you?
I mean, I've got bad eyesight. I wear contacts, but I ain't seeing nothing flapping around in
here. Yeah, I think you're starting to doubt whether this bird exists, right? Well, or if it's just an urban legend.
Is Yava okay, or is she just making up stories about this bird? Right?
I've seen pictures with her. With the bird, so I think it's real. It could have been a stuffed
bird.
Right.
You never know when the bird's going to show up. Cosmo will pop up anytime here.
We sure appreciate you in the community and also on Valley Focus. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yes. More with Jim and John, Mino and the Mayor, on the way right here on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Good morning from Oshkosh.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.